Are you ready to join me in transforming fear to freedom? That's the objective of the show. Are you ready to explore with me and my guests? Are you ready to get into the deep and play? This is where it's at, and that's what it's all about. No medical advice here. Use discernment and decide for yourself if the information is right for you. All views and opinions expressed on this show belong to the individual and are not necessarily shared with the producer of the show. Want more details? Go to letsgetrealchattingwithcatherine.com. Now let's get real and have some fun. Who are we going to explore with today? Come on with me and let's get into the deep. Welcome back to Let's Get Real, chatting with Catherine, and tonight I am going to bring you a special guest, Vanessa Prashego. She has been on the show before. She actually launched her beauty line on one of the shows she did with me a few seasons ago. And then we tried to do another update, and we ended up with technical problems, and I ended up turning it into a spoof, and Vanessa was a great sport about that. You can watch the spoof on YouTube, on the YouTube channel. It was fun. But tonight, we're going to get serious because Vanessa is an amazing, inspiring entrepreneur. She is married with a couple of children and her own makeup line, cosmetic line, beauty products, as well as a photographer and makeup artist. She started as a model, progressed into the other fields, and then eventually decided, hey, I think I can create my own beauty line and it's all natural. It's covered, she puts it through Health Canada to make sure it's all natural and that it's all got the big stamp of approval, which is pretty cool for an entrepreneur to do all of that, as well as the fact that it's made in Canada. She's going to be in Calgary in a boutique that's opening, so she'll be announcing that on her website and her Facebook page and stuff as it comes out. So I wanted to really get some tips and tricks from her, some insight into her journey, how it's been embarking on this career. And I know she's had some bumps, and we talk about that in the show. So if you're an entrepreneur and you're looking for some inspiration, this could be it. It's pretty a remarkable story and an amazing young woman. Vanessa Prashego on Let's Get Real, chatting with Catherine right now. All right, welcome back to Let's Get Real, chatting with Catherine. And tonight we have finally come together to bring Vanessa Prashego back on. As many of you who follow the shows regularly will remember, we did the last one we tried to do ended up with terrible communications, and so I ended up doing it as a spoof, the only spoof I've ever done, which was a lot of fun, and Vanessa was a good sport about the whole thing. So welcome back, Vanessa. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Catherine. Glad to be back.
It's such a fun time. It's such
a fun time.
Such a fun time to be on the planet with all this technology. I mean, really, when you think about it, we've got stuff at our fingertips that we never would have had, and we complain when it doesn't quite work just right exactly. It's kind of humorous, but anyway, it's working tonight, so this is great.
Awesome.
And the other part of it that actually is awesome is that the last time we actually did a show, Vanessa came on the show when she first started to launch her new product line. Now, Vanessa, some of you will remember, if you looked at her bio, or you can go look at it after the show, lgrcc.com, you can get the information on her. She's a photographer, she's a model, she's a makeup artist, and she's a mom as on top of that, so she's a busy entrepreneur. But she decided to launch her own, is it a skincare line, products, makeup, the whole, just all kinds of products like that?
Yeah, skincare, cosmetics, all kinds of makeup products coming now, so really it's just a big bundle of everything.
Yeah, but it's for women, for men, and for children. You've got some products for everyone. And that's what started off. It was, you were launching it just, I mean, that was the first time you'd even mention it publicly, and it was on my show the first time you were on. But now, so that's been over a year, and you've been through lots of ups and downs as an entrepreneur, as launching and all the ins and outs. So tell us about the journey. I mean, has it been everything you thought it would be and more? Have there been some big surprises?
You know, it has been absolutely nothing that I thought it would be, and okay. So much more than I thought it would be. When I started out, I had no idea how quickly it was going to take off. I had an idea. I ran with it, and within a couple of weeks, I couldn't keep up. So it got really crazy really quickly, and I had to learn an awful lot that I wasn't prepared for at the time. So it's kind of been a learn-as-you-go experience, but it's been amazing. I've learned a lot about, you know, the ups and downs of business and the ebbs and flows and kind of how to handle the downtimes, because if you don't keep plugging through those downtimes, it gets really, really difficult.
Yeah, I'll bet. And you know, can be overwhelming, because, I mean, that's sort of everyone's greatest dream and at the same time nightmare, is that you've launched on something that's so amazing, you're so excited about it, you get it out there and people actually want it, and so, and then you're overwhelmed with the success. But you actually, I mean, you had a little bit of a bump there where it became a little bit much, but I think part of that, Vanessa, because I follow you on Facebook as well, was that you were trying to take on too much all at once, along with the business, being a mom, you know, looking after yourself and everything. You were kind of being offered some things that maybe took you just too much, just stretched you too far. And you had to actually learn to say no, if I remember correctly. But tell us about that kind of dark moment.
You know, it was right around Christmas, and I was feeling really, really high on everything that was happening. And I figured I could just do everything, take on everything. And I took on some projects that were a little bit too much for me. And it kind of snuck up on me. It wasn't a feeling like, oh, this might be too much. I just woke up one day and did not feel right at all. So I had to take a look at my schedule and everything I was doing. And I had to start slowly cutting some things out and prioritizing. And because I was doing a lot more at the time, if you can believe that, it's hard to imagine doing more. But it was really, really hard for me. It was a huge reality check. And it took some major recovery time. Burnout is not a pretty thing. So
no, and I think the thing too is when you start, you have to kind of, as a businesswoman, as you know, you're getting out there in the world. Of course, you've got to look great. You've got to, you know, present yourself in you know. I'm speaking from my own experience as well. But you know, for women entrepreneurs who are thinking about getting into it, I mean, it's certainly worthwhile. I mean, but there is this place that you've got to learn to find balance. And as women, we do tend to be the, unfortunately, even though we're balancing more, we do have more husbands and fathers who are involved with their children's day to day. But very often the bulk of the running of the household, the organization, the making sure people get to their dental appointments and all those kinds of things tend to fall on the woman. And so you have to be able to find time for yourself, time for your business, time for your family, time to enjoy things, or you do burn out. And is that what kind of was like? It wasn't like just that there was too much work. It was that there's just too much of everything.
Yeah, it was. It was too much of everything. You know, having two small children at home who aren't in childcare. So my youngest is with me all day long and she's demanding, you know, keeping up with the house and the meals and the lunches and the driving, on top of running studios and a cosmetic brand and trying to keep myself together and stay fit and eat healthy and, you know, being able to shower. It's really funny when you, you know, you work in the beauty industry as a makeup artist and a photographer and you don't find the time to do yourself up. And that was really, really frustrating for me. So I had to actually pencil in a half an hour per day where I could have a shower. And it didn't even necessarily mean putting makeup on. It just meant being clean.
I know what you mean. It's weird, isn't it? That's something that you just forget. You get so involved in your work, and because you don't have to go out to work, you know, maybe you're not leaving home. As an entrepreneur, a lot of us are working from home. So it's easy to work in your house coat and, you know, that kind of thing. And then you kind of, your day is gone. And next thing you know, it's supper time and you've got things, people actually in your life that want you to do things for them, and you realize that you're still in your pajamas from yesterday. That's happened to me many a time. It's like, oh, really?
Yes.
So that's an interesting thing to learn, and that's why we're doing this show, partly is to let people know you don't have to do it the hard way. Watch for those warning signs, those things that are creeping up on you that, you know, maybe. When is enough enough? I mean, I think that's one thing that we tend to want to, we think we can do it all. And maybe we can and maybe we can't. But there does come a time where it's good to, if you really want to have a good life, because I think that's part of being an entrepreneur is, what do you want? You just want to be a successful businesswoman, or do you really want a good quality life? And that's what it sounded like to me. You were kind of up against the wall looking at everything and saying, but what kind of a life am I going to have here?
That's exactly it. And it's ironic because you do all this hard work so you can have a good life. But in the process of doing all the hard work, you forget about the things that are important in your life, like the people and your family and your friends. And you get so focused on what you're doing that you kind of lose sight of why you're even doing it. Mm-hmm. So, and I think it's pretty typical for anyone who's passionate about something and has a dream and they want to really give it a go and be successful. It's so easy to lose touch with the important things in life until it hits you over the head and you realize that you've got a problem.
Yeah, exactly. But you went through it all, and it's just amazing because you've come out on the other side with a fantastic product that you're proud of and that people are gravitating towards. And so let's talk about this product. You are sort of looking at the it's Lilu Cosmetics. And that's your own brand and named after your two children, which I think is really cool. And what is it about this product that's so unique?
I developed this product because as a makeup artist, I use a lot of product every day that is not necessarily very healthy. And I know I said in our last show, it's not my place to bash any cosmetic company out there. I use all of it. But I did find that I really wanted to create something that was healthier for myself, for my family, and for my customers. So I just made a decision one day that I was going to go for this, and I started researching and researching. And years later, I have a product that's natural and healthy, but most importantly, I wanted it to stand out and be different. So I incorporated my love of pinup and vintage and World War II history all into this brand to make it something really, really fun, because most natural cosmetic companies have flowers and grass and wheat and stuff like that in their marketing. And I wanted to take it to a whole other level. So I basically just infused my personality just all out into this product. So what makes it unique? I think the fact that it's got some really spunky, fun style and packaging, and there's just so much love and passion that goes into every single product that I make. It's honestly a labor of love.
Yeah. And aside from, I mean, we're all looking for something better. If we're putting it on our skin and, you know, our children and our husbands and whatever, we want something that's going to be not make us sick. And I wanted to ask you about this. I don't think we ever did really talk about this, but I remember it being in part of the information when we first were talking. And that's that you actually had an eye infection from a cosmetic product. And that probably was one of your tips, that nudge that, hey, you know, do you really want to keep doing this? So what happened there?
So I woke up one day a couple of years ago completely blind in my right eye. And I've had perfect vision my whole life. In fact, I had just had my annual eye exam the week before. So it was a flurry of tests, MRIs. They were looking for brain tumors. And they ended up diagnosing me with a condition called retrobulbar optic neuritis, which is very common in MS patients.
Oh,
so they told me that I had a 70 to 90% chance of developing MS. And they just watched me over the last couple of years, and there is no MS. So they can't really figure out what happened there. But they did tell me that this seems to be more common in women than men. So that alone kind of spurred me into looking into the cosmetics I was using around my eyes and the things I was putting on my skin. And I was so shocked by what I saw. I mean, I use this stuff all the time, but I never really looked into what was really in it. So,
yeah, and there's still
that
today,
was really kind of interesting.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I mean, even today, it's really hard to actually find out what's in some of the products. And I mean, there's a lot of products coming up today that are paraben free, or they're, you know, they say they're natural or whatever, but you kind of don't really 100% know. And I was reading an article recently. I don't know if you're familiar with this, and you don't have to speak to it if you don't want to, but that there's still lead in some of the cosmetic products, which really did shock me. That shouldn't even be a question. Like a lot of people aren't aware of that. I mean, you would think today with all the outrage when there was, you know, lead in paint or, you know, people went crazy, and then to think that it's still being put into some of our cosmetics and then we're using it, and it's, you know, it's frustrating. When you were a makeup artist, did you see any health concerns because of the different makeups, or is there any, how should I put this? Any tips that you have to women that are for any cosmetics? You know, like some people talk about mascaras and things that are used around the eyes. You shouldn't keep using them. You know, even if it's been sitting there and you haven't used it, you should throw it out after a certain period of time and stuff like that. Do you have any tips like that to share?
Absolutely. You know, I see in my studio so often women who come in and they have sensitivities and reaction to cosmetics, and it seems to happen more and more now. So I would say if you're using something and it starts to irritate your skin a little bit, you feel a little itchy, stop using it right away because you're having a reaction to it, especially around the eye area, because the eye is so sensitive. Any product you put around the eye that goes into the eye, and they all will make their way into the eye, within 2 seconds is into your bloodstream. So it becomes really, really critical when you think about what you're using. You know, some of the powders that we use and the mascara that we use, the liners that we use, there's carcinogens in these things. And it's something you really want to be aware of. And that the eye seems to be a huge one. So many women with reactions to mascaras, and their eyes swell up and get itchy and sore. With eye products, sometimes you feel if you push on your eye a little bit, it feels swollen and sore. That's an indication that you need to stop using what you're using. So I think really becoming aware of your body and how things feel is really, really important. And if it doesn't feel right, I know you love it and it works really well and you look fabulous, but if it doesn't feel right, stop using it right away.
Yeah, I had that happen with a perfume. A woman came into where I was working and she was wearing this perfume, and I was like, oh, I just fell in love with it. I mean, I've never had a reaction like that to a perfume before. I was so taken by it. I actually asked her what it was, which I'd never done before. And then I left work that day and went directly to the store and bought it for myself. I got home, I put it on because I just loved it. And not that I put on a lot, I just put some on. And I had, you know, put it on my neck, behind my ear kind of thing. And the whole back of my neck turned into like red leather. Just, and it took, it was a couple of weeks before it went away. I ended up throwing it in the toilet because it was, I loved it. I loved the smell, but I just couldn't risk it even being in my environment after that, because I thought like that was huge reaction in a very short period of time. It wasn't like I built up to it. So, you know, we really have to be aware of what we're putting on our bodies for sure.
Absolutely. And love ourselves enough to stop using something if it's not working. You know, like so often it's amazing what we will do and how we will torture ourselves just because it makes us look a certain way. So that was my goal with my company, was to create alternatives that were just as effective, but that they were safe and healthy to use. So that's been my goal basically with all of this.
Yeah. So when the first time show we did, you had some quite a few products ready. You had a few for men, and you had a couple others, but they were mostly creams, and you had, I actually don't remember what all of them were, but I do remember some of the names because they were cute. But you had a lip balm, and you had, you know, some things like that. But now you have even more. So let's talk about what your products are, because you're launching. I mean, this is perfect timing, actually, because you're about to launch even more product onto the for the public to purchase. And we'll talk about the products. But before we talk about the products, where do they buy the products from? Directly from you, or how does that work?
So directly from me, from my website at www.lilubeauty.com. So LILU beauty.com. If they're on my Facebook page and they want to PM me, they can do that. I have no problem talking to people and working orders that way. I do have some stuff going into retail in Calgary, so that's really exciting. So that's going in October. So
fabulous.
Ladies that live in Calgary can go and purchase from a wonderful woman I know who's opening her beauty salon. So that's really exciting right now. Lots of exciting things going on.
And you'll probably announce that on your Facebook page and website once it becomes
available. Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about the product then. What's I know you have a big line now, so can you give us some of it at least?
Sure. So I have a really nice line of anti-aging product. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. I can't say enough about it. And I'm 41 years old and I think I look pretty good. So I use my own stuff. I've got stuff for kids. I've got a beautiful diaper cream. I even have an anti-nausea spray for women who are struggling with morning sickness. And that's been really, really helpful for a lot of people.
Wow.
So,
that's great.
It's awesome. I'm really excited about that one because I have suffered through morning sickness 3 times and I know how that feels. So.
Right. Okay. And is it all like natural? Like, has it been, because that's a big concern when you're pregnant, you have to be.
Yep. Everything is 100% natural. You could eat it and it would not hurt you.
Okay.
Yeah. So I actually had a lady contact me and say, my baby got into her diaper bag and ate some of the cream. I said, don't even worry about it. Totally fine.
Cool. That is really awesome right there. You know, that tells you. Okay. And so, and then you have some stuff for men.
I do. I have a whole men's line. So the same anti-aging care that I make for women, I make for men as well. So they can have the same product because it's so effective. Only I've taken away the girly packaging and given them a black label and made it a little more manly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
no man
nice.
Wants to use a pink frilly package, right?
Not really. I mean, some of them are fine with it. They don't really care about the packaging. They're not as hung up as we are. But at the same time,
that's true.
But women are territorial too. So if it's in her pink packaging, she doesn't want him using it. That's the thing.
That's
so he's got to have his own. And that's how I feel. But so these are so you've got your anti-aging, you've got your baby bum cream, and then you've got the anti-nausea spray.
Yeah.
And then you've also got some makeup now, which you didn't have before. So and this is a big launch coming up.
This is a big launch. This is what I've been working towards since the beginning, I think. So, you know, I started with the skincare and the lip balms and the cuticle balms. And now I'm kind of, you know, I was kind of all along in the background working on that stuff. So now I've got a line of shimmer eye pigments coming out. They're 100% natural, which is so, so important. Again, I removed a lot of the toxic ingredients from there. So if it goes into your eyes, you don't have to worry. I've removed some of the ingredients that may be classified as a little more natural, but they're prone to causing irritation in a lot of people. So I've taken that out as well. I've incorporated UVA and UVB protection naturally into them. So it's really, really exciting. It's a labor of love. I'm so excited about it. I can hardly sleep at night. I'm so excited about it.
And so, okay, I have to ask you because, you know, there's so much media at us about what you can wear when you're over a certain age or what's only for younger women and so forth. And I have mixed feelings about this. I think you can wear anything at any age if you want to. But this glitter type of eyeshadows and stuff like that, do you find that it doesn't matter your age or do you find it is really for just young women?
You know, it actually does make a difference. Glitter in particular, we tell women with mature skin to avoid glitter because what glitter does is it draws attention. So as soon as you put it on aged skin, if there's a few lines and wrinkles, you're just attracting attention to that area. So I created this and I created a very, very soft shimmer that can be worn by anyone of any age. It's so subtle and so soft. It's just beautiful.
So this is not glitter. This is shimmer. So there's a distinction.
It's not glitter. There is a distinction. It is shimmer, but it's even softer than some of the shimmer that you will find on the market. It's very, very soft. Almost matte.
But it would be enough to pick up some light, but not draw
attention. Absolutely.
And that's what you want. You don't want to have that crepiness or what have you. So that's kind of cool.
So that's really exciting.
And then do you also do other, do you do blushes and stuff like that yet? Or is that in coming?
That's coming in the future. I'm working on, hopefully in the fall towards Christmas, a mineral face powder, setting powder, and concealers, blushers. I've got shampoo. I've got face wash. I've got soap coming. I have such a long list of product that's just tickling me every day.
Yeah, it's fabulous. And the big thing is that, and I will put the link to the website right on this video so people can go directly and check out your stuff, because people can order from all over the world through the website.
I'm actually in Canada only.
Oh.
Right now. Yep, Canada only.
Huh. That's very interesting. I would have thought being as, but I guess because it's a product, a health product type of thing, that that there would be some restrictions, I suppose.
Dealing with selling into the United States and all the tax laws and everything like that. So I decided that, being that everything is so crazy and right now just trying to keep my bearings with everything, mm-hmm. I'd start in Canada. And then as things sorted itself out, then I'd move my
way. Yeah, well, the important part of that, though, is you're, because you had to get through Health Canada and all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. So that's why it's not just like you're selling a book or something like that that can go international. So that's actually good for people to know that you are fitting into all of those standards.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I submit every single cosmetic that I make to Health Canada. I have to give them the percentages of ingredients, all of my ingredients, and then they message me back, and they don't stop me from putting a product out there unless I have an ingredient that's on their hot list, which basically means, hey, you're not allowed to use this in a cosmetic in Canada. So it's nice to have that assurance that there's nothing that I use that's on their hot list, and that everything is a green light. So that's really important to me when I started out. I wanted to make sure that I could create something that people knew was going to be safe and approved. And
yeah,
it's a lot of work, Catherine. The paperwork is absolutely crazy, but it's so worth it just to give, you know, my consumers the reassurance. And it makes me feel good too. It makes me feel like I'm putting something out there that's of highest quality.
Well, and you know that you can use it on your skin, your kids can use it, and like you say, baby gets into it and it's not going to be a problem either. I mean, that's huge to know that about what you're doing. So, and I love that. I mean, this is a great idea for people who want to do a gift, you know, gift basket or something. For they could do this for a spouse, for a woman, a friend, or give them a gift certificate maybe, or something like that through you. And I love your packaging. So tell us some of the names of your product, because they're so cheeky. I just,
well, there's a few, oh geez, let me think. There's so many good ones. let me see. Well, the new eye pigments, I've named them all after 1940s and World War II slang. So I've got names like Khaki Wacky, Dear John, Sugar Report was what the guys used to call the letters they used to get from their girlfriends during the war. So a guy would get a letter and the guys would all yell, oh, Sugar Report.
Oh, sweet. That's cool. A little nostalgia.
I've basically taken all the things I love or that I think are funny. And yeah, I think one of the funniest ones is the foot spray. I've had a lot of comments on that one. And that one is X, get the smell out of my life. So I have people that have broken up with their boyfriends or girlfriends, and they buy that just because they love the name of it. So that one's been a lot of fun.
Spray it around the house, the old gym bag and so forth. Yeah. But so you can spray that in your sneakers or your jogging out stuff.
Yeah, directly on the feet too. Yeah, directly on the feet. It will kill the odor within seconds. It's amazing.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. So, okay, so what next?
So I just released the bronzer. I have the eye pigments coming out.
I'm using it. Sure, right. So, but the bronzer that you're talking about, that now that is a like blush bronzer fit. That's a face powder, right?
Yeah.
And that's the new one that's coming out.
That's a new one. It just released early this week, late last week. So that one is a Lilu product. It's 100% natural. It also has UVA and UVB protection in it. It's fantastic, and it's highly pigmented, so you only need the tiny, 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 tiniest little bit of it.
Cool. I love that.
Sun-kissed glow without the damaging rays of the sun.
Yeah, and you can kind of use that anywhere. You can use it on your face, on your, you know, decolletage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's really cool. And then, so you're actually, you're launching this now, and then you're going to have it in a boutique in Calgary. When do you think that's going to be?
It looks like it's going to be the beginning of October if everything goes well.
Okay. And so before Christmas.
Yes. Yeah. Just in time for the busy season.
Yeah. Well, you know, and it's, and so I'm saying to the viewers, if you're thinking about, you know, holiday gifts or so forth, or you know somebody who is, you know, put them in touch with Vanessa. And because it's kind of nice to have something that is Canadian made, that is been, you know, it's gone through Health Canada standards. It's and it's got these fun, you know, I mean, a product is a product, but there is, packaging is huge, you know.
It is, yeah.
And so you came up with, you decided to just infuse it with your own, your personality, really, and your love of that era.
Yeah, even, absolutely.
Yeah. And so is your packaging, like you try to minimalize your packaging, don't you? You don't have a lot of boxes and inserts and all kinds of things. They kind of just, because I have a couple of your products and they're just one, you know, small container. So not a lot, doesn't come in several boxes. And I like that too, because we just have too much packaging.
Yeah. And I intentionally did that because I know when I order something and it comes in a box, I look at it and go, oh, that's really pretty. And then I throw it in the garbage or I throw it in the recycling. And it's so wasteful. And not only that, but just in terms of business, it costs a lot of money to make all of those things. So I keep it as minimal as I can. I package everything up in its container and then I shrink wrap it nice and tight. So it's, you know, sterile and hygienic and out it goes just like that.
I love that. And I think people love that too and appreciate it. I like it when I bring home fresh produce and I just, you know, it's there ready to eat. It's cool. When I have to go through, you know, containers and boxes and cellophane and so forth, it's wasteful. It fills up the landfill. I mean, yes, there's a lot of it can go in the recycle, but still there's some things that, you know, it's not that easy to recycle yet. But why even go that route? Why make something that we're just, you know, for looks and so forth? So I like that you're conscious of that. And I think that's a lot of people who are purchasing today are very much more conscious consumers. I mean, we want to give this earth to our children and grandchildren.
I agree. I think we all love the pretty packaging.
I think you can make pretty packaging without excess packaging. And I like just even the names and some of your imagery and so forth is just excellent because it makes it fun. And so that's cool. So before we conclude our show tonight, and I just wanted to know, what is it that the most, I mean, this is a huge endeavor. I mean, for with all that you've got going on in your life, but to embark in as an entrepreneur, and you're still doing photography and makeup artistry as well. What would you, you know, if somebody came to you and said, "I'm thinking about launching my own, you know, getting into being an entrepreneur, being in business for myself. I've got kids and I've got a husband and a home and whatever." What are some of the things that you would wish someone had told you?
You know, I think the most important thing is make sure you're really, really passionate about what you want to do and you love what you want to do to the point that you're obsessed about it and it keeps you up at night because you will invest so much time. You will sacrifice so much in order to make it happen. And if you look back and you've wasted all that time on something you weren't truly passionate about, it's tragic. I really feel that it's tragic. I have wasted years doing things that I was not meant to do. And I look back and I shudder thinking about it because I lost a lot during that time. So that's the first thing. And I think secondly, you know, I wish someone would have told me right off the bat how important a schedule is because that is absolutely huge. I mean, you got to make time. Just, you know, sometimes I have to schedule just going to the bathroom. I've literally had to pencil in the times I will go to the bathroom because I'll forget or I'll hold it because I'm busy doing something. It's amazing how you stop living when you're focused so much on your work. So the schedule is huge and there needs to be some kind of a support system. You may feel like you can do everything by yourself, but you can't do everything by yourself, especially not as a mom and a wife. You need somebody, even if it's just one person who can be there for you and hold you up and keep you going when you feel like you're going to crumble. And for me, that's my husband. That's been everything for me. So you can't do it on your own. No. You just can't.
No, I agree. There have been women who have over the years, you know, different very successful women. They have done it seemingly on their own. But usually you'll find that they did have, in fact, someone. That someone was either, you know, they might have been their mother, might have been a neighbor, might have been someone to watch the kids for some time while they were freaking out, or some, you know, just to give them some time to go for a walk. But the women, there are women who did, I can say, they did do it alone. But there was a lot of sacrifice and a lot of things that got missed and a lot of quality time with their children that, you know, and I remember hearing over the years, you know, even myself as a single mom in my early years, you know, that sense of I can't do it all. And so you sacrifice things because quality time with your children, because, you know, you try to make things playtime. You know, we're doing laundry now and it's going to be fun. But you just and I've done that. And you know, my mother did that with us too. And she was a stay-at-home mom. But still, it's just really, really looking at what you're willing to, what you are going to sacrifice. Because you're going to have to sacrifice things. Because just none of us have more than 24 hours in a day. Somehow. We just don't.
Exactly. So that's, and it's remembering that and trying to prioritize, and it's hard when everything feels like a priority. I remember that was a huge stumbling block for me, because, you know, my husband kept telling me to prioritize, and I said, but everything's a priority. So how do I, you know, take this and break it down into something that's livable for me? So it took a lot of thought and a lot of time really to figure all that out. And I'm still figuring it out. It's better now, but yeah, it's a challenge.
But at least you were willing to take a look and not deny. That's where I think we make a mistake sometimes, especially as women. We deny that either we have needs or that we're denying someone else's needs, because we're, you know, saying, you know, I've heard people say, well, I'm doing it for you. Well, I don't actually, you know, the child can't see the long term. They just want you now in this one moment. Read that one story, bedtime story, or, you know, sit down and have lunch with me. I didn't eat with my kids for, you know, a number of years because I was working full time. And by the time I got home, I would cook them something and they'd be sitting at the table and I'd be running down doing laundry, making beds, cleaning bathrooms and stuff, and, you know, whatever, baking something for the next day. But I wasn't present for them. Yeah. And so I missed some of those, you know, moments. I mean, I have a lot of memories, but there's times where I really can see that, you know, that was hard. And I would have never been able to be an entrepreneur at that point because I did not have a support system, you know? So that is key. I think you're making some really, really good points and tips for people. And the other part of it might be to reach out to other entrepreneurs for
that's huge. Yeah, that one's huge, actually, because you need the... You need to talk to people who have been there before you. And entrepreneurs are really passionate people and they love giving advice. They absolutely love it. That's been my experience anyway. And if they can help you out, because they've been there, they know what it feels like to struggle through this. So it's so helpful to talk to other people who have walked this walk already and, you know, just absorb what they're telling you, believe what they're telling you, because it's true, even though you may not feel it. When they tell you, no, you know, you need to take a day off. No, it's true. You need to take a day off.
We're not lying to you just so that you won't be, you know, the best in your biz. But the other part of that too is, I mean, be discerning on, you know, who you're asking for advice. If you don't really like the way a person's doing their life, then they're not the person to ask for advice. If you do really like them, just don't expect them to, sometimes people can abuse that, is all I'm kind of cautioning. Yes, ask people. But, I mean, obviously, for instance, you are a very busy woman. So now if people watching this saying, oh, I'll phone Vanessa up and see how this works. Well, chances are a very busy entrepreneur woman is not going to have the time. But there are circumstances where, a tip here or there may not be your whole, they're not going to sit down and do your schedule for you or actually do any of it for you. But like you say, maybe it just telling them you know, take a day off. You're burning out.
Totally. Or even just following. I know, like now with social media, the way it is, you can go on Facebook and you can follow people. So follow entrepreneur pages, follow successful people, watch what they're posting, watch what they're doing. You don't even necessarily have to interact with them. Just, you know, read what they're doing. Stay connected with what they're doing. And that in and of itself is going to teach you a lot. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot that way.
Yeah. And the other thing about social media that's kind of important that, you know, I just feel called to mention here is that when you are in business and you are an entrepreneur or in any work, actually, you have to be cognizant of what you are posting. This is your image. This is, I mean, we're seeing it right now with politics. People have posted things in their younger years, not even thinking about what's going to happen in 4 years. And then people are going back and finding those posts and using them against them. It's the same thing in business. If you want to come across as a professional person, don't post pictures of yourself drunk at a party or doing something really inappropriate, or, you know, post pictures of your family in ways that are not complimentary. Like, think as a consumer. Think as, what's the customer going to see, how they see me? How do they see my image, right? Like, you have to be cognizant of it.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, that's huge. And I'm amazed sometimes at people who actually seem to be successful, but they post such questionable things all the time. And you know that people are looking at them going, do I really, really want to get involved with this person's business? Because like you say, you know, I know as a consumer, I will base, and it's unfortunate that we do it, but we do it. We will base a judgment really, really quickly on, you know, what we see people doing online. And you can't take that stuff back once it's up. Out there, it is out there. So that is super important.
You have to think about it. And I don't think that that's, to me, it's not even judgment, it's discernment. Who do I want to do business with? Someone who's in integrity, someone who is, it's not just can you present yourself, like think about who are you. And you, if you're going on Facebook on your, you know, sharing, and people say, well, this is just my friend page. And I've been on people's pages that they're just my friends. And I think, but I'm your friend and I don't know you at all. I've never met you, but I'm on your friend page and you're posting gossip about somebody else or you're putting down somebody else. And don't you see that that is not a business? You know, if I went to a shop and the shopkeeper was telling me, you know, gossipy things or making crude comments about somebody else, I wouldn't want to do business with them. It's the same thing. So being aware of your public presence, I think, is kind of important.
Absolutely. It's huge. It's totally huge.
Yeah. So is there any last words, anything that you really feel you wish, you know, I had asked you or that you want to share with people who are watching tonight?
You know what? I guess I'd just like to thank you again, obviously, for having me on the show. It's always fun. I appreciate the opportunity to get to talk about what I love so much. I'm really, really proud, even I think more than ever now, to be a Canadian and to have, I feel like I've driven a stake into the ground of this country with what I'm doing. And that's a really good feeling. So, you know, to everyone out there watching or listening, I just want to make a difference in the lives of the people in this country. I want to give them healthy cosmetics and skincare. I want them to have fun, you know, interacting with me on my page and enjoying the products. And I'm just really, really honored to be able to do what I'm doing. And I want y'all to know that I take this so seriously and I am passionate every day about what I'm doing and what I'm giving to you guys. And there's so much love, like I said, that goes into every single product. And I'm really, really proud of that. And I hope that everyone is enjoying it and loving it. And I can't wait to see where the next few years are going to take us.
I can't wait either. And I think that's you made a really key point. You can really feel whether it's food or a painting or whatever it is, something that's created from love just feels different. It's so something that you want to have in your home, use it on your face, eat it, whatever. It's that sense of, you know, it's come from that place of love, right? So I appreciate you sharing that. And I love that I'm able to focus on and share with people, inspiring people. That's what this really series with entrepreneurs is all about. People who are shaking it up and stepping outside of the box and doing their own thing and doing it well and who are bringing us some tips to inspire the rest of us. So I really appreciate what you're doing, Vanessa, and it's always a pleasure. And for those of you watching, Vanessa, is the store she's talking about will be in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Her products are available in Canada, so if you happen to be from somewhere else, come for a visit to Canada and then you can get Vanessa's products.
It's the best country in the world.
That's right, and there's lots going on in Canada, lots of awesome things for tourists. So so I appreciate this very much. If you're watching, subscribe to this YouTube channel and get lots more inspiration from amazing people on this planet who are doing amazing things just like Vanessa. Don't forget to like it and share with your friends. So until next time, for Catherine and Let's Get Real, chatting with Catherine, take care.
Wasn't that amazing? Thank you to my guests for sharing with us today. Thank you for watching. Feel free to share the link. You can join us for live shows by going to letsgetrealchattingwithcatherine.com and listen to the replays from the show page, preview guests, and explore links to our Facebook fan page, WordPress blog, and more. We are creating an exquisite world. Until next time, take care.